Florida has spent millions of dollars to avoid a repeat of the confusion that followed the 2000 presidential election with its hanging chads and partisan challenges. The state has upgraded voting machines, reformed its electoral system, and educated its voters. But now, with just a month to go before the gubernatorial primary, state politicians are scrambling to fix another potentially confusing ballot. NPR's Philip Davis has the story.
Teresa Lepore is Palm Beach County election supervisor and a familiar voice from the chaos of 2000.
Well, it's like, here we go again, you know, and this is one fly in the ointment we didn't need.
Having lived through butterfly ballots and hanging chads, she knows a confusing ballot when she sees one. As it stands, the current ballot lists the three Democratic candidates for governor, State Senator Darrell Jones, Tampa lawyer Bill McBride, and former Attorney General Janet Reno. It instructs voters to vote for one pair, meaning a candidate and his or her running mate. Unfortunately, none have yet picked a running mate. Lepore says it's a recipe for confusion.
The vote for one pair obviously is confusing because pair means two, and that implies vote for two when there's only a single candidate in each race.
If a person did mistakenly vote for two candidates, that would be considered an overvote, causing their ballot to be thrown out. Nicole Harberger, a spokeswoman for Janet Reno, said that would have been deja vu all over again.
With the whole world watching Florida, we still can't get our act together when it comes time to create a ballot. We had produced for ourselves a ballot which was a guarantee, which guaranteed that there were going to be mistakes when people were voting.
The confusion was caught just as absentee ballots were due to be mailed out as early as today. The state Democratic Party immediately filed suit to halt their distribution, and suddenly there was the specter of another nasty election mess. But partisan fervor was cooled a bit because new Florida Secretary of State Jim Smith is not identified with the 2000 election the way his predecessor Catherine Harris was. Harris resigned last week to run for Congress. Smith huddled with Governor Jeb Bush and then met with Democrats and forged a simple solution, changing the wording from vote for one pair to vote for one. Governor Jeb Bush said the controversy was just politics.
I know that there's, for a very small fraction of the hardest core of the hardest core of the Democratic Party, there's a yearning for the good old days of 2000 to get people's blood boiling. But the fact is, the state has responded. We've put up money. The supervisors are implementing the plan. We've got a good Secretary of State that will make sure that these elections will be run and operated fairly, and we're going to have a good election.
But Democratic Party spokesman Ryan Banfield said the dispute was nothing to be scoffed at.
Oh, no, no. When you're dealing with a Florida election, there are no tempests in teapots. I mean, this is a possible raging hurricane that could happen, especially since this is the first election after 2000 where we are under the microscope and we need to get everything right. It's important that voters know that that their vote's going to be counted.
New instructions will be printed with absentee ballots that go out this week, and officials hope that the new wording, along with new computerized voting machines that go into service next month, will help the state avoid yet another confusing, chaotic, and embarrassing election. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.